Okay. Might as well start. Today is Daf Pei Zayin. So we are on Pei Zayin. I think we're going to go back a few lines to Pei Vav and Beis to go back into the flow. So Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya both said the same din, which meant basically that they can be mekel when it comes to the mechitzos by water, by these rivers, by the streams. We've seen that many times that when it came to the mechitzos kluyos, all these things that we say that were mekel by the water because it was the lifeblood to get water into the house. So Rabbi Yehuda had the amaran. Rabbi Yehuda is like we saw in our Mishnah. He was mekel by mayim because he said that even the wall that passes across the canals, that passes across the bore, that is sufficient. Rav Chanani ben Akavya the Tanya is the following price. Rav Chanani ben Akavya Omer Gustara. So you have this balcony, this platform that comes off from the wall, right? It comes and it extends from the house over the water. Sheyishma arba amos al arba amos. It's 4 amos by 4 amos, right? So it's 6 tvachim in an amah. So it's 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. Chokik ba arba arba. So in the middle, you carve out a 4 by 4 tefach area, and then what you do is then you make the fold. You fold down, right? Arba arba umimale, and you can carry out. You can draw from that hole because you've used. On each side of the hole that you dug out, the 4 by 4 you dug out. So basically, you have 10 tvachim, right? So it's 24 by 24. You dug out 4. So that means you have 20 on either side of the thing. You pull it down. You have 10 tvachim. You have four 10 tvachim walls coming down. So he allows you to do this folding down. No, it's viewed as being folded. So we see that they both, Rabbi Yehuda and Chananya, hold the same din. So the Gemara says. Amar Abaye, wait a second. Abaye, who is a Talmud of Rabba, says, maybe that's not the case. Maybe they're not holding the same thing. Maybe they're different dinim over here. The Dilma Lohi, because Adkan Lokam Rabbi Yehuda Hassam over there, Rabbi Yehuda said that the bore between two of the Chatzeros, that the mechitza that goes across it on top is sufficient, because what's that? That's just, there's no folding involved. It's just one thing. It's being makel on one issue. Right? Lokam Rabbi Yehuda Hassam. Elo de Amar good office mechitza. He says, just view the mechitza as going down. You say good office is going down. All right, about kuf the good low, but to bend it, right? To bend it and say good office. View it, not to actually bend it, but to view it as bent and to say good office. Maybe he doesn't agree to that. Who says? He says you can do this extra step of the virtual bending, and you can say also the Adkan look Amar Chananya ben Akavya Hasam. Maybe Chananya Akavya only says his din that he's makel by the Gustara. Elo be Yomash al Tveria. Only by the Kinneret, because you call the Tveria, because the Tveria is on the border of the Kinneret. Hoil the Yeshla Ognayim, the Ayaros, the Karpefos, Makifa Osa, Aval Besharmei Moslo. He says because essentially the Kinneret is viewed as a walled coastline. The way it's set up on Tveria by the Kinneret is that it has a rim and it has cities and it has walled areas that surround the Kinneret. So what does that do? Rashi says. He says, the Ika Ktsas Hekeir de Heter. There's already a Heker of Heter. To Karmelis mid Rabbanan. Karmelis is a din de Rabbanan. The water is a din of a Karmelis, right? It's mid Rabbanan. The Xera Mishnah Motsar Mishnah Yachin Mishnah Rabbin. Because if it's Xera, you don't want to carry from a Karmelis Mishnah Yachin, because you're going to carry from Mishnah Rabbin Mishnah Yachin, or vice versa. Now here, Hoil, right? Hoil the Yeshba Ktsas Heter. It should be the Zoho wheel, but Yesh looks at that there, because you already have these walls enclosing it. The Alpha God, the Kat the Carmelis, even though it's still Carmelis, the Ha Karpe of Joseph Reis Hasayim, so through the Dirahu Mio, but the Kanta Portuki Asagi. Once you have these walls, the way that the Kinneret is set up, with these embankments and these rims, so you already have a Tzatz hat there, so all you need is a small Tarkana, where that would be sufficient. So the small Tarkana here would simply be, you know, the Gustra that extends out. As long as it has a certain amount of size, then we'll view it as being bent, because we already started having the hekera of our heter. Okay. So now, since Chananya allowed this virtual folding, the Gemara is going to bring a few more cases where you'll be allowed to fill via a hole that you dig out in this platform, even though it's not arba al arba amos, even if it's not 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. Right, so Arba, which is less than the Keva, goes for Amos, and Arba Ah is less than Zachar, that always goes by Tvachim. That's just to know. Whereas it says Arba, it should be, when the Gemara is talking about Tvachim, it should be Arba Ah, when it's talking about Amos, it should be Arba. So Amar Abayi, Uledivre Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, who says that you can also bend down or view the portions of the Kustra as bent, Heismas, let's read the whole thing. Heisa smucha lekosta v'pachos mishalos tvachim sarach shi orka arba amos v'ropa achadasar umashu. That's the whole thing. So what's going on? Let's say you have a gustra, right? You have a gustra that's next to the wall. It's next to the wall, but it's removed from the wall less than three tvachim. So it's less than three tvachim. Already you're going to have some sort of love that's going on here. It's removed from the wall, less than, look in the pictures, it'll help you out. It's removed from the wall less than three tvachim. So it doesn't need to be arba amos on arba. Rather, sarachia orka, right? Its length should be arba amos. It should be four amos in, you know, parallel to the wall, going across and coming out. And its width would only need to be 11 plus 11 chadasar. So it's 11 tvachim plus. So it has to have 24 tvachim across, 11 tvachim out. How does that work? Then what you do is you dig out a little piece. Right, a little more than a tefach. You dig out a little more of a tefach by the three and a half separation by the wall. Okay, you dig it out. So now you have 4.5 separation from the wall, basically. And what do you do? Then remember, you have 24 tefachim across. You fold down over there, and then you fold down. You fold down the ten tefachim that protrude from the wall. And what do you have now? Now you have four walls that are 10 tefachim each. The wall itself from the house. Wall itself from the house. Now you fold down, perpendicular fold, that portion, that's 10 tvachim. And then on the sides, right on the sides, remember we had 24 tvachim. You dug out the bit, which made 4 tvachim, so you had 4 by 4, you dug out 4 tvachim. You had 10 tvachim on the side, you pull it down. Now granted, that side of the wall is not 4 tvachim, but it's less than the level case now. It's close to the wall, more than less than 3 tvachim. So those 3 tvachim plus, and my one tefach plus the fold down equals the 4 tefachim. I have 4 walls that are 4 by 4 walls that are 10 tefachim each, and that gives you the appearance of a hole that is 4 by 4 tefachim surrounded by 10 tefachim walls, which will allow you to draw water from the water below into the house. What is a good achis? Yeah, you fold it down. All these cases, once you fold it down. And the folding. Because once you fold it down, the whole case of the water is you fold it down. Oh, 10 tefachim is then by water, we view it as protruding all the way down, as long as you have the 10 tefachim.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a horizontal wall, a horizontal gustra. I'm sure this happens all the time.
And you're in Venice too, because you're literally
right by
the water.
So they claim here that in Tiberia that they've had the houses all the way up to the water. Now let's say you have this, like it says, vertical wall, right? You have a vertical wall up against a vertical gustra platform up against the wall, right? So heisa zekufa sarach shiya gova asara tvachim. It has to have 10 tvachim of height, v'rochba, and its width shisha tvachim ushnei mashu, 6++ across. So how does that work? Okay, so you have the wall of the house itself. That's one wall. Then you have the wall of the platform itself is 10 tefachim. That's going down. So that's two walls. What we have to do is we have to fold the sides. So we said that it's shisha tefachim plus. So you fold one plus on either side. So you fold one plus on either side, so it's one plus, and we said that how far away from the wall was it? I guess only arba tefachim away from the wall, so it can't be more than 4 tefachim away from the wall. So when you fold the one plus on either side, so I have one plus, then the wall is less than 3 tefachim away, one plus and the wall is less than 3 tefachim away. So I have the equivalent of 4 tefachim walls on either side. The wall of the house on one side, the board on the other side. I have 4 walls, 4 tefachim thick. Now, and it's 4x4. I can now there's a 4x4 hole. I can now get the water from the hole and bring it up. Which actually there's a hole, but we view it as being as that hole. Okay. And that's case number two. What? You gotta find a very thin button. Use a cup. Drop a cup in there. You can get it. Fine. Amar Rav Huna b'Reish Rav Yeshua. Haisa omedes b'keren zavis. Let's say this platform, this thing, this board, is standing in the corner. It's really standing where two walls of the house meet. So right away now we have two walls. Okay, so we have our two. We have to make two more. So what happens? Haisa omedes b'keren zavis. Sarich she gova asar tvachim. Its length going down has to be at least minimum 10 tvachim, and its width shnei tvachim shnei mashuvin. It's 2++. It has to be 2++. Because what we're going to do, we're basically going to fold the board in the middle. So we're going to fold the board in the middle towards the house, right? We're going to fold the board in the middle towards the house. So what happens? So the board itself is 10 tvachim, and on either side now that it folded, right? On either side, now that I folded, it's 2.5 tvachim, and it's less than 4 tvachim away from the walls of the house. So you have now 4 walls, 4 tvachim, 10 tvachim long. Put the cup through the hole. Right? What? I'm pulling the cup now. So the Ella. So now the Gemara asks, okay, wait a second. We came up with these three cases. That we did have a board that's four amos by 4 amos. Originally, Chananya said, in order to do this whole thing, you need to have a board of 4 amos by 4 amos of 24 tvachim to dig it out. We have plenty of cases. You don't need to have 24. You don't need to have it as 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. We have all these cases where the board is much smaller. So what case is he talking about that it requires it to be 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim? You know, it needs to be 4 by 4 amos. So the Ella. But anything less than 4 amos or 4 amos, you wouldn't be able to dig out. What's that case? There must be a case where we're not dealing with the walls of the house. The avida kiasisa. Then you make it like a sisa. I don't know how to define it. A sisa. He says here, Rashi says, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, she ain't kosel samochla. There's no water. There's no walls next to it. Rather, the kavua yisedos. It's on pylons, I guess. It's on pylons. Bitzorach liyos kol chalala v'kol mechitzoseha mimena. The entire hole and all the walls have to be created from this platform. V'anesa ke'en meducha. It's done like some sort of mortar. Asisa mortar. It's like a mortar. Basically, what it is, I guess you have a platform in the water, some sort of platform in the water that's on pegs. And then there, it has, in order to use that, in order to be able to bring water from the water onto that, it has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, and then dig out the 4x4 tefa area in the middle, and then view everything is folded down, in order for that to be considered useful. Okay. Next. The Mishnah is now continue to deal with cases regarding water, whether you're allowed to bring the water from there into the chatzer. So Amos Hamayim, you have this sort of canal, this water canal, right? That I guess it's connected to the river, and it's bringing water, and it comes through. What you did, they with the river, they dug the canal, and it goes through the chatzer. Shehi overes bechatzer. It goes through the chatzer. It goes in one side, goes out the other side. Ein mimalin heimena b'Shabbos. You may not draw water from it on Shabbos. We still view it as being a karmelis, and you can't bring in from a karmelis or shusha yachid. Unless on either side where the canal enters, when the canal exits the chatzer, I'm not sure which side it comes in, which side it goes out, but which side the canal enters and which side and side the canal exits, you have to make a specific binyan of 10 tvachim at the opening, view specifically to show that it's set off. And once you have this, it's set off from the karmelis, and it's considered to be part of the chatzer. Rashi says, right, Amos Hamayim, Afilu Rosh Hashanah Yochid is a karmelis heat. So Asla Mechitza B'toch Ugnia Al Pnei Rochav Sheyeh Nikar Shebishvil Hamayim Nasis. That's Nikar that this Mechitza was made specific for the water. U Mechitza Chatzer Atluya V'Overis Al Gaba Enam O'ilaba. But the mechitza of the chatzer, right? Remember that it's enclosed in the chatzer. So you view as this canal going through, but the wall goes across onto the other side. So the mechitza is going on top of the water. That's not sufficient, Rashi says. Even though we said that mechitza tluya works by water, that's one of the coolest when it comes to water. That's only if the mechitza appears, it's clear that the mechitza was built for the water purposes. Like the platforms that are sticking out the window over the water. Those are there's no purpose for any of those buildings, for any of that. And the mechitza that goes down, it works. About or the mechitza in the bor. Over here, it's a wall that's really, it's not done for the canal purposes. It's done to enclose the chatzer. So according to Tanakama, you would need another sort of building, another sort of mechitza to build down where it enters and exits the chatzer. But Rabbi Yehuda is consistent, just like I said in our previous mission. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you don't need to build mechitzos in the opening and exiting of the canal. Rather, Kosel Sha'al Gabo, he holds good achis. He says the wall that goes across the canal, which is the wall that's enclosing the entire chatzer, Kotel Sha'al Gabo, Tido Mishum Mechitza, will take good achis over there, and that will be the mechitza for the canal, and the mechitza for the canal will now go down, and it encloses the canal, and it's now not a problem, because now you can draw, because it's closed off. You have the mechitzas that go down, you can pull in. Now this, of course, is talking about a canal that has a specific size. It has to be, if the canal is smaller, then it's not viewed as the kamos anymore. Then it's viewed as part of Shusha Yachid, and you don't have a problem. That's the case. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda now says, I have a raya that I'm correct, that you don't need to build these extra mechitzas, that the wall that goes across the canal, for chatzer purposes, is sufficient for the water purposes as well. Because, Maisei ba'amar shel Avel, we have a case that happened in the city of Avel, She'hayim imalim imen al pizakim b'shabbos, that they had this case, they had the canal going through, the wall was going on top of the canal, and they were withdrawing from that water, and there's a canyon that said no problem. They said it was okay. So, I'm sorry, it's a riot to me that the wall counts. It's a good office with the wall. So, Amru Leo, they said to him, no, that's different. Because the canal didn't have the requisite shear to be considered a carmelis. Rashi says, Shelo Hayesel Kishir, Kamos. How does it have a carmelis? It has to have Oba Omek Yud, Oba Roch of Dalet. In order for that canal to be considered and viewed as part of the Rishus Arab that the Thomas came from, it has to have a depth of 10 Tvachim and a width of 4 Tvachim. If it is missing either one of those conditions, it's not considered a Karmelis anymore. Right, he says, Karmelis, Ob Omeg Yud, Ob Baruch of Dalid, She'ein Mayim Nasim Rishus La'atzman, the war doesn't become its own Rishus, unless, B'pachos Omeg Yud, Baruch of Dalid, V'imo Veres Rishus Arabim, Havim on Rishus Arabim. So that, if it had that minimum size, Once it goes below that minimum size, then of course you can draw from it, because it loses its status as carmelis. The whole problem we had was that it's coming from a carmelis, and it is a carmelis. But if it's too narrow or not deep enough, it's no longer considered a carmelis. And Rabbi Yehuda, the case that you bring down, it's not a riot to you, because that case was where it wasn't a carmelis. Okay. Tana Ravanan, now you have a brisa, which is basically exactly the same thing as we just said in the Mishnah, except it's talking about a different case. Tana Ravanan, Asul of the Knesa, if you made this extra mechitza of 10 tefachim going down where it enters the chatzer below Asul of Mitzia, and you didn't do it where it goes out, or Asul of Mitzia below Asul of Mechitza, you did it where it goes out, but not where it comes in, Ein Amal Hemen B'Shabbos, you may not fill from that canal into your chatzer on Shabbos. El in Kain Asul of Mechitza, Asar Tefachim Mitzia B'Knesa, it has to have this mechitza, it has to have this wall, this protrusion that you build specifically for it, of 10 tefachim deep on either side. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. The wall that transverses the canal itself is sufficient. There was this canal that would bring water from the city of Avel to the city of Tzipori, and it would traverse through Chatzeros. And they would always, because the canal allowed them to pail the water in. So Gemara said, this is him. Amar lo, ma misham raya, there's no raya. It wasn't the right size. It was too small over there. Since it was so small, it wasn't considered a carmelis, and it's not talking about our case. All right. Tana idach. And now we're going to have a brisa talking about the Amos Hamayim. Eventually, we're going to hit Lovud. Right away, you're going to say Lovud. It takes the Gemara some time to get to Lovud, but we're going to start I think in the third answer we hit lava, just keep that in the back of your mind. Tana Ida. Amos Hamayim Overas Bein Achalonos. You have this canal of water that goes through the windows. What does that mean, go through the between the windows? It means that you have houses on either side of this canal, and they have windows in the houses, and that they would use the windows to throw out the pail from the window to bring the water into the house on Shabbos. So now the Gemara Brisa says, Tachos Mishlosha, if it's less than three tvachim, again, it says Shlosha is Lashon Zachar, that's for tvachim. Now the question is going to be, what is less than three tvachim? So let's read the Brisa, and then we'll figure out what's less than three tvachim. So Tachos Mishlosha, Mishalsha Dliyam Male, you can throw out the pail and fill up the pail with water. Shlosha in. But if it is shlosha in mishalsha dliyam mala. But if it, once it hits three tvachim, whatever it is, once it hits three tvachim, you may no longer throw out the pail from the window to collect the water. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. He says pachos mi'arba. What up to four out onto four tvachim? When it hits four tvachim, you can no longer when it whatever it is hits four tvachim. Right, pachos mi'arba mishalsha dliyam mala. Arba a mishalsha dliyam mala. You can't once it hits four tvachim, you may not throw out the pail. So Gemara says b'vay askinon. What are we talking about? The Gemara says three tvachim, four tvachim. What's it? What's it talking about? So ilim amasamayim gufa. If you're talking about the width of the canal itself, right? We're talking about the width of the canal, and what would be that? The Chachamim say that if the width is three tvachim, then it's a karmelis, and therefore you no longer can pull water in, unless you have the mechitzos, right? But there's no mechitzos here. And the Rav Shimon Gamliel says up to four tvachim you can pull in the water. Talking about the width of the canal. That can't be. Elaha, this is the Chiasa Rabdimi. When Rabdimi came, now Rabdimi again, we see all the time, we see in the Erevim, Rabdimi was one of those early Amorayim that would travel back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and he would bring reports of what they said in Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. So now he's bringing a report from Yochanan. The Chiasa Rabdimi, Amar Rab Yochanan, ain't Carmelis Pchusa Me Arba. A Carmelis, the minimum size of a Carmelis would be four Tvachim. It has to be four tvachim wide. So lema kitanai amra lishmaite. So is that what he says, that the minimum size of a karmelis is four tvachim? Is he only saying one side of machlokas tanaim? Because in our case, if you say that our case, the issue is the width of the canal. One says up to three tvachim, one says up to four tvachim. So we have a machlokas, but the minimum size of a karmelis, right? The Shimon Gamliel says four tvachim, and the Chachamim say up to three tvachim. And Rav Dimi is reporting that no one says less than four tvachim, well, that would be machlokas tanaim that we have over here. So we can say that he's reporting his report only in accordance with one shita. I mean, I guess you don't want to say that. So the Gemara says, so what's the it that we're talking about in the canal? Ella the agapeha. We're talking about the bank, right? The agapeha lahachlif. Talking about the bank of the outside of the house. You have a little bit of a shoreline. How wide is that shoreline before it hits the water? Is that shoreline up to three tvachim? Is it up to four tvachim? And lahachlif. And we're talking about lahachlif. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ela be'agapeha ulahachlif. V'yesh ba'ama shir karmelis. Everyone holds that the canal is a karmelis. Right? The question is now, can you take from the karmelis, and you bring it from the, this bank, how wide is it? If it's not too wide, it's going to be a makom patur. So if you can take from the Carmelis, put it on to the Makom Patur, then take from the Makom Patur and bring it into the house. If it's going from a Carmelis to Makom Patur to Shiyachin, or the vice versa, Shiyachin to Makom Patur to a Carmelis. So how wide do you have to leave it, to keep it as a Makom Patur? Right, the Yeshba Amashir Carmelis. Rashi says, V'hacha b'shiyeshla agapayim gevohim, it's higher banks, u'mahani l'mahave hanach agapayim Makom Patur, he less lay roch of gimel. If it doesn't have a width of three, it's gonna be a makom tor. Umishal shalas hadli. So you throw the dli out onto the makom tor. Umenichal agapayim. Umisham machliful la'ama. From there you throw it into canal. Umemaleu and you fill it up. Bechozer menichal agapayim. Umisham machliful rishusayachin. The hashda mahani agapayim lahachlif hamasoi mikarmelus rishusayachin or rishusayachin karmelus. So how wide does that agapayim have to be? The Kami Rabbanah and the Rabbanah say, the Yishbu Roch of Gimel, Sulo Havi Makom Tur. Once it hits Gimel Tvachim, it's no longer considered a Makom Tur. Ella Rishusa Abbe Nafshe. It's a Rishusa Abbe Nafshe. I'm not sure what it is. It's not a Shuyachim, it's not a Shurabim, it's not a Karmelis. She's not a Makom Tur. Because what? More than three Tvachim, Chacham say, it's not a Makom Tur. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, more than three, four Tvachim. He says, it's Makom Abbe Nafshe, below Bati Lahachi Lahacha. It's not Bati on either side. What do you mean? If it's greater than, if it's three tvachim plus, Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it is. Right, he says over here, right, you're quoting Rashi, it's not a karmelit. The Gaon Yaakov asked you a question. So, Mahi Rishuzo, what is this? It's not a karmelit, it's not a Mokham Tor, it's not just a Yochid, it's not just a Rabin. What is it? It's like this new thing. So, maybe the answer is that it's still considered a Mokham Tor, but it's... here is not. So I thought maybe you could say that it's still considered a Mokham Tor. It has to be a Mokham Tor. The question is, though, it's a Mokham Tor, but it's just too big to be viewed as Batel to either side. I don't know. It's a question on Rashi. What is it? So the case is over here. So in order to be permitting to transfer from the Carmelist to this Mokham Tor, from this Mokham Tor to the house, how big is the how much leeway do we have on the size of the bank? Come and say up to 3 tvachim, and Rishon Gamliel says up to 4 tvachim. That's, but everyone agreed that the Amah itself is the Amah itself is a karmelis. The question we have before, and we're gonna see now, is we had other cases where we know for sure from Shusha Rabin, Shusha Yochid, on the Makom Tour, the guy in there Shusha Rabin is allowed to put in the Makom Tour, and the guy in Shusha Yochid is allowed to put in the Makom Tour, but not allowed to transfer. So the answer would be simple. They would deal with the Doraisa's issues. There we're dealing, had they transferred one to another, it would have been a Doraisa. Here, have you transferred one to another, it would be a Dervan, because a karmelis is only a Dervan.
Right. The guy is standing on the bank, it's in the window, it's near the lowering tank. The guy is standing on the bank and throws the water up and stands and takes it and then brings it into the window. That's the same thing.
It's the same thing. As long as you're not doing it directly from throwing it out from the caramel from the window into the water and then bringing it straight back in. It has to rest on the Makom Tor. Okay, Baha, so Gemara says, how can that be the answer? Baha, ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi again came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yochanan, said the name Rav Yochanan, Mekom she'ein bo arba'a al arba'a, an area that doesn't have 4x4, right, tvachim, it's standing between Rav and Yochid, mutar, it's permitted, livnei Rosh Hashanah Yochid, livnei Rosh Hashanah Rabim, likatef alav, ubilvad shelo yachlifu. He says, you're not allowed to switch. You're not allowed to do this little game. Where it says, again, no, hasam, Rishus Doraisa. There we're talking about Rishus Doraisa. Rashi says, Hashem Rishus Doraisa, Rishus HaYachid, last Rashi. Rishus HaYachid, Rabim, Isur Doraisa, Lohotzi Mizel Zeth. Transfer from one to the other, it's an Isur Doraisa. So Ishtachach Dimis Abba Isur Doraisa, Derek Makom Tor. Had there not been a Derek Makom Tor over there, the transfer from one to the other would be an Isur Doraisa. But Avam Mikarmos is a Yachid, that's Rishus the Rabbanon, Umachlip and Derech Makom Ptur. And that you allow to be switched, Derech Makom Ptur. Okay, so the Gemara says, but Hacha Rishus the Rabbanon. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be. So basically, we're saying now is that Rabbi Yochanan only doesn't allow you to do this, use the Makom Ptur, the transfer between one Rishus and another Rishus, when the Rishus are Doraisas. But from Rishus the Rabbanons, from Carmelus Rishus the Yachid, then he the Makom Ptur is, you can rest in the Makom Ptur and then use this subterfuge to transfer from one to the other. The Gemara says that can't be. Baha Rabbi Yochanan, we have the following din of Rabbi Yochanan. Baha Rabbi Yochanan, Rishus the Rabbanon, Nami Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said this din that you can't rest it on the Makom Ptur, even if you're transferring from Rishus to Rabbanon. How do we know that? This Nan. Right? This Nan, the Mishnah that we saw about 10 days ago, an Ayin Vav and a Beis, Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. So you have this wall between two Chatzeros. Gavo Asar Tvachim, it's 10 Tvachim high, Virocha Barba, and 4 Tvachim wide, so therefore it's its own Rishus, it's big enough to be its own Rishus. Ma'arvin Shnayim, the Eimer Avrin Echad, it's considered a Mechitza, so in order for the person in Chatzar A to carry out, he has to make, Chatzar A has to make their own Eirev, Chatzar B has to make their own Eirev, but Chatzar A and Chatzar B may not make an Eirev together, because they're separated by this wall. Right, Ma'arvin Shnayim, the Eimer Avrin Echad. Now, Hayu Barosho Peros, if on top of this Kosel there were fruits, Elu, the people in Chatzar A, Olamikanba Oakland, they can go up and eat the fruits on top. The Elu Olamikanba Oakland, they can go on top and also can eat it. What was the continuation there? Nifra Takota, if the wall falls down, Ad Eser Amos, my Arvin Shnayim. If it is the leftover of the wall is still 10 Amos, then you can still make 2 Eruvin, because each Chatzar is still considered separate, and they're independent of each other, and they can make their own Eruv. But, the Imratzum Avon Echad, and if they want to, they could also join together, Vipnei Shehuka Pesach, because this felled wall is considered an opening. But Yosir Mikan, if the Pirtz is more than 10 Amos, that's not considered a Pesach, that's considered a Pirtz, that's considered a breach, right? And therefore, there's no Mechitza separating the two. There's no mechitza separating the two chatzeros, And therefore, Ma'arvin Echav Eim Arvin Shnayim. They would consider one chutzer. They all have to join in one. They all have to join in one Erev. There's no longer considered a wall that separates between them. V'havinimba. And we were discussing this mission and we asked. Einbo Arba. Let's say the width of this kosel did not have four tefachim, meaning it wasn't its own reshus. Mai, what's the din? Amar Rav. Rav says it's not right. It's of your shtei reshuyos shall let this bow. It's the heir of both, literally the heir of both reshuyos governing there, meaning that it's part of both chatzeros. Below yazizbo, you can't take anything from it because I'm taking from the other chatzer. It doesn't have its own independent reshus status. It's part of this chatzer, part of that chatzer. So I can't, chatzer A can't take from it because it's different taking something from chatzer B. Chatzer B can't take anything from it because it's different taking something from chatzer A. So below yazizbo milo nema, you can't even move it a hairbreadth. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Elum alam mikan ve'ochlin. Chatzer A can go up and eat from on top of the wall. The elum alam mikan ve'ochlin. And the guys in Chatzer B can go up and eat, but they can't move anything. But as the Rabbi Yochanan tamei, Rabbi Yochanan is l'shita so. The chiasa Ravdimi, because what Ravdimi said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, makom she'embo arba al arba, a makom that doesn't have 4x4, mutu l'vnei rishus harabim, l'vnei rishus hayachid, the katef alav to go up there, right? Ubavach lo yachlifu, but they can't switch. Okay, so we said that din only applies by Rishus Deraisa. But what's going on here? This is between, or by Hautzog, or Malacha Deraisa. You have two Chatzeros. They're both Rishus HaYachid. We're saying that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the same Shita. So the same Shita that he has over there, he has over here. Over here is what? So Sod Rabbanah. So Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. Because no Rishus HaRabbi here. So Rabbi Yochanan is even saying his din in the case of Hautzog Rabbanah. Right? Right? Gemara says... Well, that's based. I mean, there's no Rashi, but that's what it is. With bringing Rabbi Yochanan's din, they are now going to switch from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Derech Makom Tur. We're bringing as a raya and a proof to it the din by the Kotel between two Chatzeros. And you see from here that he says you're now going to switch from one Makom to another Makom, Derech Makom Tur, even if the switching is only going to be a Malacha Darabanan. Because we're here to Malacha Darabanan, it's going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. So how can you say over here at Ziri, your answer that. Zeiri's answer basically is that this case of the bank is dealing with where the Makom Tur is either three or four. That's the issue, and the question is whether you can transfer from there and go across. It goes against what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't use that Makom Tur as a transfer between two Rishios, even if it's Rishios Derabanan. So Gemara says no. That memra of Rabbi over there is Zeiri Amara. That's Zeiri, right? What does Zeiri say? Right, so this whole thing is. Rashi says, "Hahi." Rashi says the din of the elum al mikam elum mikam the mashma aval lechuf lelo. That's Zeiri Amra. That what we just said explained the Mishnah. That was Zeiri said the name Rav Yochanan. But Rav Dimi says no. Rav Dimi says you're allowed to use the makom tur to transfer from Rishios to Rabbanan. It was Zeiri who said the name Rav Yochanan that you can't. Rav Dimi said you can. Who says they're saying making the same report? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Okay, according to Zeiri now, that Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not allowed to use the Makom Tur as an area to rest to transfer from one Rishus to another Rishus. Kasha, the Brice that we just brought is going to be a problem because what was the Brice? The Brice was the case where you have the canal going through and you have the two banks on either the bank on the side, and we said as long as the bank is below a certain width, you're allowed to use it as a place to rest and transfer. Zeiri says you can't, because Zeiri said in the name of Yochanan that just like you can't transfer from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Derech HaMakom Tur, you can't transfer from Rishus HaRabanan, Derech HaMakom Tur. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Zeiri is going to say that Zeiri Mokim La Ba'amas Hamayim Gufa. He's going to hold up the first answer we gave to explain the Braisa. That the it in the Braisa is not the width of the bank. The width is actually the width of the canal. And the Machlokes is whether or not the width, in order to become a Karmelis, it's three Tvachim or four Tvachim. So the Gemara says, and Rav Dimi Tanahi, and Hanami, what Rav Dimi brought in the name of Yochanan, there's no Karmelis less than four Tvachim, he only brought in the name of one Tana. But according to the Chachamim, three Tvachim would be enough to make him into a Karmelis. He doesn't hold to the answer. He says that we're dealing with the width of the canal. Okay. So the Gemara then asks, if we think we're done, the Gemara throws in another rule. It happens all the time. Another rule. Don't you know about the rule of the Chore? What's the Chore? The Tahave Ki Chore Karmelis. Let this canal be considered as if it is the holes next to the Karmelis. What's the Chore Karmelis? Rashi says, ki chori karmelis, hai ama, right, this canal, I feel less beishir karmelis, even if it doesn't have enough width to be considered a karmelis, the karmelis, litzar mishum chori karmelis. It should be viewed as the holes of the karmelis. Ki heichi damir masech shabbos, right, I don't remember this, on daf zayin in shabbos, chori rishus harabim, ki rishus harabim dami. The holes by the rishus harabim are considered like the rishus harabim. What was the case? You go in Kotel, a somach of Rosh Harabim, you had a wall that's next to Rosh Harabim, v'yeshbo chor, and it has a hole in it, v'zorek arba amos, and you throw four amos, right, v'noch sham, and it rests there, chayiv, it's considered, you're still chayiv, v'chashin lei hanocha Rosh Harabim, it's as if it landed in the Rosh Harabim, so hachanami, so to here, ho, v'yeshbo shir kamlis, kodem shetikonis l'ir, since this water canal has the size of a kamlis before it entered into this chutzer area, because it's coming from a bigger area, Hashtanami titzar mikarmelis asya. Since it came from a karmelis, we're going to view it as if it is a karmelis. Just like the hole in the wall, this is considered a hole in the karmelis.
Even though it's narrow and
avenue. Yes. But to have a. So what, that's basically going to be the answer.
I'm not giving us anything else. I'm not using the official here.
What do you mean?
The water itself, we know it's karmelis.
No, but the water in the canal is. We're saying if it's less than 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, depending on the shita, according to
Zeke.
So it's nothing. Yeah, why can't it be enforced to Makom Ptur?
The water itself.
The water becomes butta. The water is no longer butta to the karmelis. It becomes butta to the chutzner. It's part of the chutzner. It's part of the Rosh Hashanah. It's nothing. It has no independent. There's no independent identity. It's butta to what's near it. It's part of the Rosh Hashanah. It's as if you have a strip of grass.
But if it's too small, you can do a lot on
it. If it's too small, you don't have to do anything on it. If it's too small, it's just a strip of grass running through the Rosh Hashanah. It's running through the chutzner. Part of the Rishus Yachin. If it's too wide, it got the din of the Karmelis. If it's too narrow, then it's nothing. The Gemara says, even if it's too narrow, it still should take on the characteristics of the Karmelis where it came from. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara's answered like you answered. Abaye Barabin, Rechniyah Barabin, Da'ami Tarbayu, answer number one is, ain't Chorin the Karmelis. We don't hold this din of Chorin the Karmelis. Again, we're talking about the Rabbanans. When the Karmelis is there, when it comes to the Rabbanans, we're not holding by it. When do we say chorim? It's right next to it. Here, it's a canal. The canal is far away from the tributary from the area where that was an actual karmelis. It's a karmelis down there, and over here, it's been narrow for a couple miles, going through or a couple feet going through the Shasa Yachid, but it's been much narrower for a while. So that's not considered chori anymore. It's only considered chori when it's close, which is exactly what your answer was. Okay. Those were the two answers about what the machlokes in Rabbanan and Rabbi Yishmael are. Now the answer that we thought from the beginning, it's lavud. Ravina Amar, he go into avid la nifke apuma va'azir Rabbanan tamayu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tamei. What are we talking about over here? The machlokes in Chacham Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Brisa about the width of the canal, whether it has to be 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim. It's not talking about the ama and it's not talking about the bank. It's going to avid la nifke apuma. We're talking about a case where what you did was, you made two walls in the entrance where the water, again, you have the chutzner. In between the chutzner is this canal. You walled in the entire chutzner and there's a wall going on top. So what you did though, is you made these two sort of mechitzos on either side, on both sides of the canal that go like this, at the entrance and at the exit, but there's a space between. So how much space between are you allowed to have? So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ba'azir Rabbanan Tamayu, Rav Shimon Gamliel Tamayu, they both want to close up the gap. How much do you need to close up the gap? Do you need 3 tefachim? Do you need 4 tefachim? What's Machlokes and Lavud? Does Lavud extend to 4 tefachim? Like Rav Shimon Gamliel, only 3 tefachim? Right, Rashi says. Rashi says, Ravina Amar, Hai Shiur, the Gimel Vidal, the Rabbanan, Rashi Gamliel, Hai Shiur, the Gimel Vidal, the Rabbanan, Rashi Gamliel, Loba Shiur, the Amagufa, Loba Akbe, Lahachlif. Nothing to do with the side over there. Ella, the Avile Nifke, Motsos, Apuma, Bikniso, Bitsia, the Hiskel, Hamachitza, some of the Akbe, Bitoko. Rare. But Amir Rabbanan, right in the middle of that Rashi, Amir Rabbanan, the Pachos, Mi Gimel, less than 3, Amir and Lavud. But once it's Gimel, about Gimel, lower Amir and Lavud, but Asr, the Pirza here. It's considered an opening. And therefore, it's still considered a karmelis. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Tamei Dar Verakam, Apachas Midal Lavud. As long as the opening is less than 4 tefachim, you have Lavud. It's considered closed off. And that, again, our Mishnah said you have to close off. You have to close off the canal. So that's considered closed off the canal. And therefore, you can use the canal and draw water from it.
What
Because, you know, we're saying that, and they're saying now that everyone is agreeing that the canal is big. The canal is 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim deep. It has the shiur of the kamas. So in order for me to draw water from it, I have to close it off. I have to make those mechitzos. So I try to close it off, but I left a gap. So how much room is the gap considered closed or not? So my chokhmah is about love.
Right.
Because then you have the mechitzos going down, and you can draw. And that's what we're saying all along. By water, we were making. As long as those mechitzos are there, you can then draw from the mechitzos kluyos. You can then draw from the water into the Rosh Hashiachim. Okay, next case. Okay, Gustera, you have this balcony that protrudes from the Rosh Hashiachim, Shehila Malam in Amayim, which is above the water. We've seen this multiple times, but here's the actual Mishnah. Eim Malam in Meshabbos. You cannot draw water from off the Gustera, off the platform, onto the platform. Unless you made mechitzos above or below, you know, on the gustera, on the platform, you have to carve out either below or make a mechitza above 10 tefachim by 10 tefachim. The walls to be 10 tefachim high. Then you can go through the hole and dig out. Because we say it's a mechitza tulios, but that works by water. So we view those mechitzas as dropping all the way down, and then you can use it. But that's the case, right? Beim lamala, beim lamata. The chain, and so too. Shtei gustaros. You have these two gustaros. Again, they're not. They're sort of like this. One's higher, one's lower on this side. They're not parallel. So, but the guy on top has the mechitza, and the guy on bottom would throw his pail through the guy on top's mechitzas and drop it down. You look at the picture. You'll see that. Chein shnei gustaros. Zolam al mizu v'asul el yona, and they made this mechitza for the el yona. The lo asul tachtona. Shtei hen asuros. They're both not permitted to use it on Shabbos. Ad sheyarvu, until they make an Erev. They both can't do it. Rashi says, Shtei asuros lamalos benekev el yona, ad sheyarvu, until they make an Erev. V'atachtona benekev shelah, ein tzarech lomar sheyasura, dam rikamos esaravim kamamala. He can't do it, use anything, because he didn't make the mechitzos. So he can't take it from a kamos to a sus hayachin. Okay.
Say again, why can't he use independent balcony?
Well, he has. What are you talking about?
Why are we not considered?
Because the guy on the bottom has rights to use to go through the top, so he has his rights to go through the top. And now they're considered joint, and they have to make an error in order to carry it from one to the other. But the guy in the bottom has rights to throw his pail over to the top one to use his mechitza. Let's see. You have the guy here, the guy here. The guy here has the mechitzas underneath. The guy here throws his pail through, so now he has rights to use it. So that messes up. Now the two of them have to make an error together. In order to, what's his rights to go through? The two of them have to make an Erev in order for them to use them.
They have rights because they
expect. Because they have rights. They have a deal. Okay, Gemara. Masnisin, our Mishnah, right, Delo ki Chananya ben Akavya, does not go in accordance to Chananya ben Akavya. Chananya ben Akavya, we saw at the beginning, right, who was very makel and came to order. The Sanya, Chananya ben Akavya, Omer, Gustara, Shiishba, Arba, Al Arba Amos, Chokikba, Arba al arba, gustro, that's 4 amos by 4 amos. You can dig arba al arba tvachim. You can dig 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Umim alei, and then you can fill up. But you see over here, right? Over here it doesn't. You can't do that. He says, the Mishnah said, but the Mishnah over here said, right? You have to have a mechitza. And here, Chananya says you don't have to have a mechitza. The Mishnah says you have to have a mechitza, and here it says you don't have to have the mechitza. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, now Amar Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, lo hitir Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya el Rabbi Yomash of Tveria. We said this also. Chananya ben Akavya only said his heter. He only said his heter when it came to the water near Tveria, because again, the water near Tveria had Hovi v'Yishma Oganayim. It has high banks, the Ayaros, and it has cities built up to it, the Karpathos, and all these areas. Makibos Ota, Avav Mishar Memos, and other waters low. In other waters, he doesn't have the heter. He only has the heter by Tveria. Otherwise, he holds like our Mishnah. So the Mishnah is not against Chananya. Chananya only said his din when it came to Tveria. Tana Rabbanon, learning Rabbisa. Shlosha Dvarim Hitir Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya l'Anshei Tveria. There were three things that Chananya ben Akavya permitted to the Anshei Tveria. Number one, the Amalei Mayim Migus Torahs for Shabbos. You can fill the water from the platform for Shabbos, you know, without, you know, with the cutouts. That whole thing about the cutouts. That's number one. Number two, bitomnim ba'atzeh. And you can wrap fruits in this solus of kidneys, in the refuse of the kidneys even though the guy, there's do on it, and it's not going to become, it's not going to be hukshel kabel tumah. We'll see that in a minute. And number two, three, umistabkin ba'al lutentis. You can dry your hands with a towel on Shabbos. Okay, you can dry your hands on this towel on Shabbos, and you're not kosher for sticker, for wringing out the towel. So mimale ma'im gustor b'Shabbos hadam aron. That's what we just said. That's the case that we've been talking about. V'tomim ba'atzei mahi. What's the case that you can wrap your peros in this in these shells, even though they're wet? Desanya. So the following brisa. Hishkim lavi psoles. If you woke up in the morning to bring the leftover or the shells of the tzvua from the field in order to use it as a wrap in bishpil sheyesh alav tal, if you're doing it specifically because you want the water from the water, the dew that's on the shells, I guess, then harehu b'chiyutan, then that's considered chiyutan. We said before, in order for water to be considered something that's hooks l'chavotumah, you have to have wanted the water to be there, b'chiyutan. So if I'm going there specifically to use ones that have dew on it, then that's b'chiyutan. So that's viewed as if the water was there, I put the water on it, and now the fruits that I'm putting in these shells, that is, they're hooks l'chavotumah already, because they have water. Yachal ha'chatam, it's one of the things, they have it on it. The im b'shvil shalo yibatam l'lachto, or because the guy's got to wake up early, because he's got to go to work, so he's only going out there early in the morning, and then he's going to work. All right, so there happens to be water on it, but his intent is not because of the water. That ain't a b'chiyutan. That's not considered b'chiyutan. And stam anshe tferia shemish lo yibatam ilato dami. The stam people anshe tferia, they go to work. Tferia was a working town, so the people doing it in Tferia are doing it because they don't want to lose time going to work. They got to catch the train. So there's no b'chiyutan over there. So when they put their fruits in these shells, it's not considered hukshel l'kabel tumah. And umistabkin ba'al luntis mahi. What's the case so that they can dry their hands with the towels? The sign of the following price. Mistabik adam ba'al luntis. A person can dry his hands with this towel on Shabbos and Yontif after he washes them, and we're not choshesh for slita. Umeinicha b'chalon, and they can put it in the window by the place where they wash. V'loyim serenel ol yarin, but they can't bring it out to the whiteners, to those guys. V'pnei shechashudim alos hodavar, because those guys are choshed on slita. But v'rabbi Shimon omer af mevil v'yadol sof beitzo. He says you can even bring it into your house. You don't have to hang it out. He says you should wash it in a certain place. You don't have to hang it over the window. You can bring it in. You can bring it into your house. So there was a makom. You had a chash that maybe you should be able to use these towels because of zeru slita. And that Rabbi Kananya said, no, we don't have the chash of slita, and you're allowed to use the towels. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.